Sir Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We've been discussing the understanding Melech Ozer Moshe Umagen, the conclusion of the Bracha of Avos. And last night, we introduced that Melech precedes. Melech is the introduction. How do we know he has the capability, the capacity to be Ozer Moshe Umagen, to be the Savior, to help and to protect? Because he's Melech, because he's King. But perhaps Melech is not an introduction. Melech is not positioning why we should believe Hashem is capable. We spoke about the gratitude that he himself does it. But Melech is one of the descriptions of the way that he helps. This is the understanding of Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. After last night, I got a text from someone who used to live here, lives in Israel now, who reminded me 12 or 13 years ago at Shalashiras, Rabbi Benji Horowitz gave the following Dvar Torah. In case you think that a Dvar Torah doesn't have staying power, he remembered from 12, 13 years ago and sent me from the Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan reader. Rabbi Kaplan Zatzal says the following. When we speak to Hashem as our king, a king rules over subjects. A king is responsible for those subjects, but a king cannot have a personal relationship with each of those subjects. So the first description of Hashem as Melech is not introducing or positioning him. Melech is one of the ways that he helps. He helps from the perspective of a king responsible for all of his subjects. However, when we relate to Hashem as our king, there's a sense of distance. A king is not accessible. A king is somewhat aloof, protected. A king is behind closed doors. The next level is the level of Ozer. What is an Ozer? Ozer means somebody who helps. So imagine a person is in a financially strained position. They need a loan. They need to borrow money in order to pay their bills. You can't go to the king because you won't have access. You can't get a meeting, an appointment. The king can't help each and every individual subject. But you could go to someone to whom you feel close, whom you could confide, who you could ask for a favor. So that person for you will be a Ozer. The Ozer could be halfway around the world. You could call, you could text, you could email, you could say, I need to borrow some money. Could you wire, could you Venmo, could you Zelle? They're an Ozer, they're closer than the king. That's why you can reach them, you can ask them, but they're still not that close. The third level is Moshiach. A Moshiach is somebody who saves you. A savior has to be even closer than that. Now, says Rabbi Kaplan, God forbid a person is drowning, flailing their arms in the pool, in the sea. Person is drowning, they scream for help. Someone save me. You can't text someone halfway around the world, save me. They can't throw a life preserver from another country. In order to be a Moshiach, you have to be even closer. You have to be accessible. You have to be nearby. So the level of Moshiach, of rescuer, is closer than that of an Ozer, of a helper. And then the fourth and final level is the level of Magen. A rescuer can be a few hundred feet away, someone calls, and they come running, they step in, they intervene. However, if someone shoots an arrow, it's not enough to have a rescuer, because if you call them, it's too late. There's no time from the moment the arrow is released until it reaches for someone to step in. You need someone who is a magen. The concept of Hashem as a magen is the closest. Magen means they're already in place. They're already a shield. They are already protecting. They're already deflecting the threat, the challenge, and the danger. So says Rabbi Kaplan, these are not three introduced by the word Melech. It's changed your whole way that you'll say this the rest of your life. It's not Melech, God, you're the king, and you're the king that Ozer Umashiach Umagei. No. All four are descriptions of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. The furthest Melech, far away, distant, aloof, inaccessible, you're a Melech. Hashkacha klolus, you're a melech. You're generally responsible for your subjects, but as an individual, I can't turn to you. I don't have access. The next is an ozer. Can email or call you from far away. Can I borrow money? You can wire money from far away, and you can be a helper. I have to be closer, have access, individual help, closer than a king, but not that close. Moshiach is a rescuer. Rescuer has to be nearby. I need you. God forbid a person calls out. I fall and a person has a heart attack, a person is drowning, a person is choking. They need a rescuer. The rescuer has to be even closer than that. But even that rescuer is not as close as the magen, the shield, who is in place to begin with and who protects. That is the closest. Who arrived at the level? Who arrived at the conception of Hashem as a magen? Some only relate to Hashem as a king. We're his subject. It's a position of fear, of consequence, of accountability, of inaccessibility. Hashem is far, He's inaccessible, He's our King. That's the farthest relationship. We're trying to climb that ladder, that paradigm. Hashem, you're Melech, you're more than that. I want to feel closer, you're Ozer, it's not good enough. I want to feel that you're even closer, you're Moshiach, and the ideal, my greatest ambition is your Magen. Who arrived at the conception, the feeling, the mindfulness of Hashem always has His Magen? None other than Avram. Pasuk in Bereishis tells us, Avram Anochi Magen Lach. Hashem tells Avram, don't fear Avram, I am your shield. I am your shield. Hashem told it to Avram, and Avram lived with that awareness and with that sense. And that's why the bracha concludes, Magen Avraham. Avram felt it, and we're meant to feel it too. Not only will he be a king from a distance, not only will he help, not only does he rescue, but we walk around with this force field. Everything that happens can't happen. The arrow can't pierce unless Hashem wills it or wants it, because He's my gain. He is our shield. He is our protecting us. The beautiful ideal, the ultimate idea of the Magen is, you know, when you need a rescuer, when you need a helper, when you rely on the king, you know you're in trouble. You turn to them. A shield means you may not even know. You don't even know what was threatening you. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us. He's our Magen. We don't even know. When you didn't get that job, when that girl didn't agree to marry you, you have no idea what he was shielding you and protecting you from. Sometimes in the moment, it feels like a crisis. Sometimes in the moment, it feels like a catastrophe. Where are you? Why didn't I get that job? Or why didn't he or she say yes to be my spouse? Or why didn't that thing that I so badly want come through? Sometimes we don't know. He's being our magen. He's shielding and protecting us from what we don't even know. He's taking the bullet. He's protecting us from that arrow before it even hits.